What about the combination of anti-CTLA-4 and anti-PD-1? Has that been looked at or will that be looked at?
That has been looked at with durvalumab and tremelimumab. There was a relatively small study presented at ASCO 2017, and it showed response rates with the combination of around 17%. And that is not that much dissimilar from what we've seen with single-agent PD-L1 inhibition. So it's not clear what the synergy is between those two molecules, but needless to say, there is the Himalaya study, which is a large phase 3 study of durva versus durva and tremi versus sorafenib that's moved forward, and that study's actively accruing. I think it's important we probably touch about toxicity as well. You know, the common toxicities with PD-1 we tend to see in the liver cancer population as well. However, keep in mind, our liver cancer population is cirrhotic, and we need to be sensitive to that. And that if we do start seeing some of the toxicities that we see in a healthier population, a melanoma population, who doesn't have underlying organ dysfunction, the patient with liver cancer might not tolerate that as well. And so to date, all the studies have concentrated on this Child-Pugh A good performance status population.